Thank you very much, Mrs. Berlin. This is Le'ilu Nishmas, Rama Bas, Bas Ezra, the Neshama Shlev, and Aliyah. I read last night the story of Einstein. It's a short one, but a good one. The Chabina Rav, Zechatzadi V'Kodesh Livracha, Rabbi said, the Chabina Rav, one of the greatest Torah giants in the war years or just after the war, the Chabina Rav, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, contemporary of the Chazanish. So, but say that, so they say. No, thank you very much. I don't drink when I'm working. When he on Seder night, he would say Kadesh Urchatz in the way in the Chassidish way that Abba Kadesh, you say the Yiddish translation and you explain what Kadesh is Urchatz. It looks like from the Rishonim that there is a point in doing so, in actually explaining what you're doing before. So Kadesh Urchatz. And as he was going through the Seder, so Kadesh, he was saying what he was doing, Urchatz, etc. When he came to Shulchan Oirech, he didn't translate. All he said was, Shulchan Oirech, and he was quiet. There was no further explanation or translation at that stage, which of course triggered the question, why do you translate and explain any other of the simonim? You explain what you're doing, Kadesh, Urchat, Kapas, you explain what you're doing. But when it came to Shulchan Oirech, you're not explaining why so. Said the Shabina Rav, Zichani Livach, the following. He said, when it comes to Kadesh, after the Kadesh, I'm, it's on me. So I'm explaining what I'm about to do. Same with Urchat, same with all the other simonim of Leila Seder. It's on me, right? I'm going to be doing that, and that's what I'm explaining what I'm going to be doing. When it comes to Shulchan Oirech, who is doing the Shulchan Oirech? The wife. The wife is doing Shulchan Oirech. Right? All the people are busy bringing, taking, doing. So now you don't have to go to town about this. You know, go, bring, sort it out, bring it now. Do you mind? So you just say it once and that's it. You don't have to go to town and kind of wind up and kind of say Shulchan Oirech and that's it. No explanation, no further. It's good. It's premise and it's good enough. It should be in the Rav Zichron Livracha. I thought that was very elegant, very, very elegant. Okay, Rabbeisa, we're going to be learning Hilchos Tzitzis. Today, we're going to be learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. I want to learn Se'iv, when Simon Yud. I want to do the final Simon, which is important because it's about the final Se'iv, which is about our contemporary, most of our garments have got, many of our garments, as we mentioned yesterday, have to do with this sieve. Despite the fact we don't exactly know what the garments is they're talking about, but some of it is certainly relevant. And then we're going to be starting Simon Yud Aleph, which is the discussion of the Chut Yatziz, the strings of the Tzitzis, which will lead, hopefully tonight still, or perhaps tomorrow, but hopefully tonight, we'll be speaking about Lishma. We'll be talking about the whole Lishma concept with Tzitzis, and perhaps more generally about Lishma, done by machine and machinery generally, which is relevant to other areas of halacha as well. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Simon Yud Seif Yud Beis Malbushim Shebemitzrayim, Egyptian garments Hanikroim. There you go. Now, please don't judge me on my Egyptian language skills. Hanikroim Guchash. That's the Guchash garments that we may or may not be familiar with. V'chein mintagi, which is the second type of mitzvah garment, v'dialmonish, v'kaptonish, v'padinish, shebetugmana. That's a Turkish version. Again, we don't exactly know what they are. Apple pi sheish lohem dalet knofim. Despite the fact they've got four corners, pturim, they are exempt. Now this is interesting. Why are they exempt? It said explicitly there are four corners on those garments. So why are they actually exempt from tzitzis? What is it? So what the Mishnah explains in the name of the Darkei Moshe, and he says I'm skipping four lines in Sifkot Lamed Beis, and he says follows. Omar the Tama Minik, the Me'achad the Mitzvah Tzitzis ulechatchila sheyachzu shteim lefonov ushteim leachov, says the Mishnah Berurah. Here comes the Mishnah and he says that the reason is because those garments have got all four corners in the back or in the front, generally in the front. The tzitzis is an obligation that we have when you've got the four corners, two in the front, two in the back. Those garments referred to over here don't qualify in mitzvah tzitzis because they're all the four corners and the front. This certainly not only explains those Egyptian garments, but it also goes a long way to explain some of our garments that we mentioned previously, such as the coats. Some coats have got four corners. Yeah. Such as scarves, perhaps. Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. Shirts, likely. As well as many other garments. So if we want to know why they're exempt, the simple answer is because if your base teaches us, you've got to have four corners, two of them in the front, two of them in the back.
Where do we learn that from? Do they have to all be in the front?
Do
they have to be two in the front, two in the back?
Yeah, so partially the answer to your question is because the Gemara says, Mitzvah tzitzis ulechatchile shiachse shtam lefono v'shtam le'achov. So that's what where we know it from. It's from the Gemara. Where the Gemara got it from, I don't know. But it's interesting that he actually speaks about the kapota, which is like the frak, and he talks also about the idea that perhaps it makes sense, just if you want to be really stringent, to make one of the corners, you round it up, thereby, you're going to for sure get out of the, if you make one of the corners round, we mentioned that previously as well, you're for sure out of trouble. Okay. A talus godel.
Yeah,
if you wear it incorrectly, all four in the front, would it be potter?
Is it a potter, or is it, shouldn't
have sits
on it, or is it?
Besides the fact that it's like not the chituf, besides that aspect, you're saying it's done because of the four corners.
Yeah.
So it could be. I don't know. You could argue that you're right, that it's potter because you're not wearing it the right way, but more likely you're going to say that it is really a gum, it's really a baguette, which is to be worn with two in the front, two in the back. And thereby it's going to be chayav tzitzis. So it is be'etzem a baguette which is chayav tzitzis. You're wearing it the wrong way. But it is, so it may not be exempt. That's probably the answer to your question. But there is a problem of the ituf. Okay, Vuadin says the Ramah, Malbushim shel Glines bnei Ashkenaz u'Sfad, the garments which are worn, says the Ramah, in Ashkenaz and Sfad, huil ve'en kamfei masuim shiu shneim lefneim v'shneil me'achem, mechuvonim zeh keneged zeh, pturim, any garment which are having got a parallel aligned to in the front, to in the back, are going to be exempt from tzitzis. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're ready for din chutei tzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis. Okay, hachutin tzorich shush tvuin lishmon. The Shulchan Aruch tells us the strings must be tvuin lishmon. They must be spun into threads lishmo. So Rabbi Yisai, what is this, what are the strings of the tzitzis made out of?
Wool.
Now we all know what wool looks like. So there needs to be, there is two stages that we need to know about. And that, at this point, two stages. How do you make wool into strings? First you comb it, very good, we'll speak about that. First you need to comb it. And then you just spin it. So there's really two stages. Now, the combing is done with some metal. I don't know what it's on nowadays. Like, I've still seen it. You still see it in the farm sometimes. They take this metal, yeah, like forks kind of, and that's really the combing thing. And then, once it's got that, then they can start spinning it into wool. Now, Shulchan Aruch at this stage is talking about the tvi'ah. Hachutin tzorich shiu tvu'in lishmon. The spinning into threads, so that's the second stage, that needs to be done lishmo. Look at the Mishnah over here. Sivkotin base. That spinning needs to be done lishmo for the sake of mitzvah, sivkotin base, tzvuin lishmon, vehu dvar Torah, that's a Torah condition and rule, teksiv, because the pasuk says, gedilim, ta'aseh, lecho, leshem, choy voch.
So you got to have the spinning of the thread, the making into those threads, got to be done lishma. What does lishma mean? For the sake of the mitzvah. As opposed to? Meaning, if you go and you find some nice threads in the shop, and they were not made for mitzvah purpose, they were just made for any other garments, so you want to use those strings, and you want to use it for mitzvah, that's a problem, that's a problem, because the spinning must have been done for the sake of the mitzvah. Okay. V'yesh machmirin, says the pardon. Okay, we're going to get to the machine. That's the bi'alocha. V'yesh machmirin afilu nenafzon nishman. There's a chumrah that if you want to do the niput, which is the combing, the stage before that, you should do that lishma as well. V'aminig lahokel b'niputs, but the common custom and minig is to be lenient with the niputs. So the stage of the niputs, of the combing, that can also should also be done lishma, if possible. There is room for stringency. The minig is generally to be lenient. Rabbi Isai, you can go to the shops and you can get a tzitzis, which is, you'll see on it, it will say on it, nipples lishma. You can buy them. They're much more expensive, but if they're completed, the nipples completed on lishma, it's very expensive, but they are available. Do you have to do it? Absolutely not. Is it a chumra? Yeah, it's a chumra. The Gemara says it's a chumra, but the minig is to be makel, and indeed today also the minig is to be makel. The chotin, however, in terms of the tvi of the spinning, they must be done lishma, and any tzitzis that we find nowadays, whether you're buying the actual chotin and you want to attach it yourself, or whether you're buying the fully done tzitzis already, the fully done talus, they will always have been done. The tvi of those tzitzis, the spinning of those, will always have been done lishma, perhaps through machines, but that we'll get to at a later stage. Now, pardon? Yeah, absolutely. But that we're just going in stages. Yeah, the answer is yes. Yeah, we'll get to that. V'yesh machmin afnu naftzan ishma v'nig lokel b'niputz. Shoyema betchilas, at the beginning of the betchilas, I'm turning the page to page 38, betchilas ha-tivui, when you start spinning it, shu oise kein l'shem tzitzis, you're doing it for the tzitzis. What does l'shem tzitzis mean? What does it mean you're doing l'shem tzitzis? When you're spinning it, you're saying it, I'm doing it for the mitzvah. That's the key point. L'shem tzitzis, or alternatively, shiyoyim ala ish, you tell a woman, l'isha tvili tzitzis letalas, you can tell a woman to do so, as long as you're telling her, you're doing this for tzitzis, you're doing this for the mitzvah. V'im lo yhoyu tvun lishman, note that if the tvi, the spinning has not been done lishma, the tzitzis are and remain posul. What about if you didn't actually verbalize it? You did a spinning, and you had in mind, you're doing it in for the tzitzis, but you didn't verbalize it, you didn't orally actually say it. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalet Shema, how do you know?
Because when you've got the tzitzis in front of you, you're spinning, and obviously that's what
you're doing. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalet, you've got to say it, and your thought alone is not sufficient. I feel a bit yevet. You're saying if it's in front of you, it should be better. V'afilu b'diavet tzorichin imani machshov ein l'misim en lamed beis v'chidushe b'kvei gesham. Aha. Yeah, perhaps. It could be. You're saying you're differentiating. You're saying when you're distant, when we say that machshov doesn't help, it's when you're distant and remote. You're doing it on Zoom. Yeah, then you're not like detached from the situation, so then the nipots, then you're doing the tvi lishma that you have to actually verbalize. And you just have it in mind, that's good enough. But when you are, when you're like miles away, or let's say a few hours beforehand, I'm going to be doing them. Is that what you're talking about? That's it. I'll be doing them lishma. And then since then, you've been completely thinking about other things. And when you actually start doing it, you're also not thinking about it. Is that maybe what you're referring to? That it's too.
In between. That's what you're talking about,
Yeah, okay. So Lamaisa, you've got to do it. You should ideally should verbalize it when you do the spinning. You verbalize it, but yeah, but it's a discussion. I want to just speak quickly about the nipputs again. Just going back to Sifkot and Gimel. You see the Maharal Bipag because he's rarely quoted, so I want to make sure that we look at this inside. Sifkot and Gimel, the nipputs, the... What's the nipputs? The combing? Local benipputs, the mashik, sik, tasa, lechoyen, mitviya, ve'elech. The reasoning why the combing is not included really is because when we say tasa, lecho, it's not talking about a combing, it's talking about a spinning, etc. Sha'ozi, ikras, yazakdinim, that's the main aspect, the main element, the main part of the tzitzis creation. Here, the Maral of Prague is quoted, which is very rare. The Maral of Prague is quoted. Shemaskim, he agrees. Ideally, you should be stringent to do the nipputz lishma. So here we've got, the Ramos says, the meaning is to be lenient. And the Maral of Prague says, it's a good idea to be machmir if possible. Okay, now, now what happens if you start doing the spinning on Tuesday? You're not finishing today, you're finishing tomorrow. You only verbalized and you only said, I'm doing the spinning lishma. It's really relevant because most tzitzis are done on a system that you're not finishing in one day. So if you start spinning on Tuesday and you're finishing on Wednesday, and you did plenty of things in between, but you only verbalized it, I'm doing this spinning, lishma l'shem tzitzis, and you only verbalize it on Tuesday. Are the tzitzis, the spinning, done on Wednesday? Are they kosher or posel?
Kosher.
Why?
You started the process.
Started the process, it continues. Yep. The Mishnah agrees with you. It will suffice even for the subsequent days. It's really important. The Mishnah Rabbi says it will be relevant to the discussion of the tzitzis. What? No, you're right as well. Same discussion. Matzahs and tzitzis are done through machines. It's going to be relevant to that. Yeah. So once you started the engine, not the engine, once you started the process, once you started the process is the right word. Once you start the process on the right track, it continues to be lishma. The kol ha'oisa al daz l'shoina oisa. Unless, of course, you're verbally saying, no, what I'm doing now is positively not lishma. Then you can break what you've done, but otherwise, you just continue to process. You just continue to process the subsequent day. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses here, I'm going to finish off with that interesting question. What happens if you forgot at the beginning to say it? And then after 2 hours, you've been spinning away, and after 2 hours, anyways, everything I've done so far is lishma. And I continue to do lishma. Does that work? Can you
say it
retrospectively? Why not?
Safos?
You can't eat samples. You're sofa? No, but you're right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you've messed it up. Yeah. So, is Rabbi Yisai, what do you say? You forgot to say it during lishma. 2 hours later, you realize, everything so far is lishma, and everything from now onwards. Can you do it or not? Now, I would have assumed. Why should it work? Why should it?
I'll say yes.
You say yes.
We say Shema at night, but
after Vana,
then it also works.
Does it? Yeah, perhaps. Okay, let's see. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sefkot and Vav, v'im tova me'at, if you did a little bit, v'achkach oman after you said, lo'y mehani lema shenit v'kva, desfukim esafkron yamrino ho'ichiach, soif al t'chilosoi. So he says as follows. He says that, yeah, you can retroactively create the lishma once you've started. And he says, there's a machloikas about this, but certainly, ואם בתחילה גם כן חושב שאלישמוע אחלוי אומה בפרש, נראה די שלצה לאוכל בזה, ספיק ספיק.
He says, see, there's a discussion about it. If you start, and then 2 hours later you realize, and then you say, oh. So that, whether retroactively that works, that's a discussion, I'm not sure. But certainly, in a case where you had in mind to do it lishma, and then you verbalize it a bit later, that for sure works. Because we anyway had a discussion a few minutes ago as to whether you need to verbalize yes or no. And we said, ideally you verbalize it. If you don't verbalize it, it's questionable. But over here, that there is a, should we call it this fex faker? That you have got, perhaps it works retrospectively. And perhaps thought alone works. So if you thought before, and you had retroactively, and you said it later, that perhaps retroactively it's going to work, so both fakers together, Mishtabur is mekel. He says, yesh letzad al ha'okel b'zeh. So Abba Yisai, ideally you should verbalize it. But yeah, but without verbalizing it's questionable. Additionally, we said, if you started without saying anything, and you only chapt later, and then you verbalize it, there's a question as to whether lemafoya it works. But certainly, if you had it in mind, you didn't verbalize it, and you verbalize it later, for sure there's room for leaning. Says the Mishnah, it's a fex fek, and yeshet tzad l'hakel. Rabbi Yisai, we learned this evening about the corners of the garments. We said there's strong, solid argument that if you've got tzitzis, which have got two in the front, two in the back, they are exempt from tzitzis. In a case that you can be machmir and make one of them round, it's even better. Then we started speaking about the nipputz. Nipputz, which is the combing, there's room to be stringent, but it's certainly not make radin. If it's not done lishmo, it's certainly okay. With regards to the tviya, the spinning, that must be done lishmo. Mishnah Berurah says it's even a din toira to do the tviya lishmo. You got to actually verbalize it. If you don't verbalize it, it's a problem. You got to verbalize it. Similarly, we learned that if you can ask a woman to do it lishma, and we also learned that there's a machlokes as to whether once you started and you only realize later as to whether retroactively that would work or not. But we said this is lenient. Okay, that's it for this evening, Abba Yisai.